Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late Thursday evening. Sunshine today with our high nearing 104. Heat index around 110. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 77. Sunny on Wednesday with a high of 103. Heat index around 105. And partly cloudy into Wednesday night with a low around 78. Still sunny and 104 on Thursday and 74 throughout Thursday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 77 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. An investigation is ongoing into the missing near $1.2 million that were donated to the Southwestern College in Winfield, Kansas, after near $2 million in total were donated to build the DeHaven Athletic Center project. But according to the university, they say out of that $2 million, near $1.2 million of that were misapplied into the college's general operation fund.
If we got to sue the college, we're going to do it. But 100 people deserve their money back into the DeHaven Center. That's what they wrote the checks for. That's what it should be for. They deserve that to happen.
That audio from KWCH News. According to the president of the university, they say whatever happened has been corrected in their system, so future donations will be applied appropriately.
So what I can tell you is the practices that had occurred to allow this situation to happen have been changed, modified, fixed. So it will not happen again.
But American Network News.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train in skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/guard.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
As the state of Kansas continues to work on rural broadband across the state, the city of Plainsville, Kansas, says they're doing what they can to try and help members of the community with getting connected after the Plainsville Memorial Library has announced that it will be easier for visitors to use the Wi-Fi and other resources by remodeling the entrance of the library, adding solar charging stations, and making it more user-friendly.
We're wanting to turn the front of our library into a usable space. We want it to be a place where they feel comfortable and just making this area usable will help provide that. We have a lot of people that utilize our free Wi-Fi from Nextech, and they come all hours of the day and night. There were cars parked out in front of the library, and this was about, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning.
That audio from KWCH News, where they say they are working on the expansion using a $60,000 grant that was given to them. As they say, construction is currently underway. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With ongoing workforce shortages across the state of Nebraska, Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen announced over the weekend a new committee that would be examining the workforce issues in the state. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that during the announcement over the weekend, Governor Pillen said, quote, "In Nebraska, we are facing a workforce shortage. Our unemployment rate remains among the lowest in the nation, creating a unique challenge for attracting great people to our state. No industry is exempt from current shortages, We need to solve this problem if we are to continue growing Nebraska. According to the governor, organizations that will be part of the ongoing committee to study the workforce issues include Governor Jim Pillen's policy and research and budget teams, Nebraska Department of Economic Development, Concordia University, First National Bank of Omaha, Lincoln Chamber of Commerce, the Lincoln Public School System, the Metropolitan Community College, Mutual of Omaha, Nebraska Community College Association, the Nebraska State Chamber of Commerce, Union Pacific, and the University of Nebraska.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County communities have approved interlocal agreements with the county, allowing for a vote on a half-cent sales tax to fund a new jail facility. Five of those passed the measure last week, including Marysville, joining four other communities who had voted yes previously. Commissioners had responded to a previous recall ballot initiative that halted a lease purchase arrangement for a new jail and spoke with community leaders who expressed concern with raising property taxes. A final decision to proceed with a sales tax vote has not yet been introduced, but may be following finalization of the interlocal agreements. With the August approval, cities will allow all proceeds raised to revert to the county, and it is expected the question could be on the November ballot. Marshall County Sheriff's Office switched earlier this month to a new 911 service, allowing dispatch faster response times with additional information in a database that can provide details as to a property in addition to location. The system will run $18,000 annually and will further connect Marshall with other counties in Kansas through emergency services. Delinquent property taxes in Marshall County topped $251,000 and include 349 parcels, which were published last week. The amount owed is some $2,000 higher than last year. Washington County delinquent property taxes were just over $140,000, and Nemahal County just over $135,000. Washington County commissioners spoke by phone with a Kansas City-based consultant regarding services for consolidation of ambulance service. A feasibility study would be initiated, which would then define options, both short- and long-term prospects and costs. That process could take some 3 to 4 months. A proposal for review will be forwarded. No action was taken. Nemahal County Planning Commission has unanimously voted to approve the comprehensive plan and is recommending commissioners engage with professionals to provide guidance as to how to best honor a 60% majority opinion of surveyed county households opposed to future industrial wind projects. They also recommend the county develop programs to combat housing and child care shortages and address the lack of rural local broadband services. The question of zoning was not addressed by the group. Commissioners approved raising rates to $70 per ton for in-county and $80 per ton for out-of-county drops at the landfill. A continued investigation into alleged livestock neglect and last Thursday served a search warrant at Blue Valley Vet Clinic in Beatrice and Pickerel Veterinary Clinic. Jennifer Gleisman of Beatrice, who owns the clinics, was cited for as many as 37 counts of animal neglect related to horses at those locations. 33 were transported to another facility, and reportedly some had died. Calls from citizens had prompted the investigation, which included the Nebraska Brand Committee and Gage County Sheriff's Office. Emma Brungard, a Valley Heights High School graduate, was crowned Miss Teen Rodeo Kansas this summer at the Dodge City Roundup Days. Kansas EMS Association has named Washington County EMS the Volunteer Service of the Year, noting professionalism, teamwork, and commitment to the community. With one full-time and 24 part-time staff, they serve Washington and Hanover operations. Five youth, ages 12 through 16 years old, were involved in an accident early last Wednesday evening on South 19th Street near Beatrice. The driver, a 16-year-old female, lost control and struck a utility pole. Two passengers were taken to a Lincoln hospital. The other three individuals were transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. Deb L. Schultz, age 57, of Liberty, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Presbyterian Church United. Graveside service will follow at the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, family will greet friends from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Deb Schultz. Armand R. Charbonneau, age 93, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 of a church. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Armand Charbonneau.
Rodney L. Rod Eaton, age 59, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Rod Eaton. Paul A. Poubert Davis, age 60, formerly of Marysville, passed away August 16. Funeral mass Saturday at 10:30 with a rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Celebration of life is planned Friday evening, 7 until 9 at the Marysville American Legion, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Paul Poubert Davis. Alyssa W. Davis, age 37, of Hanover, passed away unexpectedly August 17. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Hanover. Visitation Friday with family, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Alyssa Davis. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham with mashed potato, carrots, and fruit mix. Tomorrow, a fish sandwich, pasta salad, coleslaw, and cherries. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning is currently in effect until late Thursday evening. Staying sunny today with our highs in the lower 100s. Heat index values around 110. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-70s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower 100s. Heat index values around 105. And partly cloudy skies Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-70s. Still sunny by Thursday with our highs in the lower 100s. And still clear throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Cooling down as we head into Friday, a slight chance for some rain showers, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Then some rain possible into Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s and mid-90s. And some rain possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
On the heels of a record-breaking weekend, the heat wave continues. Manhattan, the hot spot in the contiguous 48 states, Saturday at 118 degrees. We hit 107 here in Marysville. Lawrence had a heat index of 134. Average high temperature, mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 113. We broke a previous record high Saturday. The average low, 66, and the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:20. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43.
Humidity's up there again this morning, and with sunshine, it's a balmy 77. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 22nd of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Bite Me Barbecue has more. Come stop by the bar, the salad bar, that is. Stop by daily from 11 until 7 and grab a salad to dine in or take away. $9 for a single trip or $12 for all you can eat. Call for all your catering needs. Barbecue and more. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Baseball playoff position jockeying. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With sights set on the postseason, teams looking to gain ground last night included the Astros trying to chase down the AL West leading Rangers. They hosted the Red Sox. Chaz McCormick got his four ribby night started in the home fourth.
Ripped to left field, big time! Out of here for McCormick, a three-run shot.
The call on KBME, 9-4 Houston, the final. Meanwhile, the Rangers took a 1-0 lead into the ninth at the D-backs, where Aroldis Chapman would cough up a game-tying solo blast to Ketel Marte. Then, bottom 11, two on for Arizona trade deadline acquisition, Tommy Pham.
And the 2-1 pitch on the way. And a line drive right center. It's going to win it.
The call on KMVP, 4-3 D-backs, the final. The Rangers' division lead cut to just a game and a half over the surging Stros. Plenty of offense for the Phillies hosting the Giants, including some hustle from Bryce Harper in the fifth.
Swinging a fly ball deep center. Going back on it, Meckler. Towards the angled wall. It's over his head. It comes off the wall. It bounds away. Harper's around second. He's heading for third. Meckler bobbles on the track. Harper coming around third. He's coming to the plate. He doesn't need to slide, but he does. He's in safely. And it's 5-2 Phillies.
Our thanks to WIP, the Fightins would go on to a 10-4 victory over San Francisco. The Cubs edge the Tigers 7-6, the Pirates trounce the Cards 11-1, and the Padres dealt the Marlins a 6-2 defeat. NFL, unbelievably, the Ravens had not lost a preseason game since 2015 until last night, when the Commanders, down two with 9 seconds to play, turned to kicker Joey Sly for a 49-yard field goal try.
Wade gets it down. Kick is on its way. It is up, and it is good!
The call on ESPN 630, 29-28 Washington, the final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville. Now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's your Ag News for this Tuesday, August the 22nd. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Here's your Stackline Report.
Well, friends, as Congress works on a new farm bill, Senate Republicans are considering a shift in base acres, saving taxpayers $190 million a year. And you're going to say, holy Toledo, that's coming out of the farmer's pocket. Well, to a certain extent, you're right. But let me explain. Senate Democrats, generally not supportive because of the overall reduction of $2 billion in payments to farmers and rural communities between 24 and 33 that's in the farm program. The shift in base acres would create winners and losers among farmers in various states. Here's an example. Producers in 34 states would lose a total of $3 billion in ARC and PLC payments over 10 years, while farmers in 16 states would gain $1.1 billion. Specifically, here you go, California, Arkansas, Louisiana would experience the greatest decline. States like Kansas, North Dakota, South Dakota would gain in payments over the next decade. Specifically, Kansas farmers would see an increase of $286 million. North Dakota, $258 million. South Dakota, $133 million. That's over the next 10 years. So is it a good deal or is it a bad deal? Just because it's good for Kansas, I'm not sure we can stand for that. We got to have a program that's right for all farmers. Not saying that I like or dislike this deal. But in any event, that's something that they're talking about very seriously, because it saves $190 million a year, and they're looking for all the ways in the world to save money back there. I wonder where they'd spend that. Anyway, that's the latest from Washington. Thanks for being with us.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer.
Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Forage sampling allows producers to gain information about what they are feeding their livestock. K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner discusses the value that comes with testing forages and how to do it. He said it is important to make sure that what the producer wants tested is what the laboratory will be doing.
The thing you always got to come back to is what information are you attempting to gain by taking a forage analysis? So understand what tests that you're going to try to analyze, or what tests you're going to analyze for, and make sure that the package or that the analysis that you're going to request from the laboratory that you're going to send a forage or feed sample into is going to give you the information that you're looking for.
Using a forage probe helps producers get a better ratio for testing. Warner says what the ideal width and length is.
In most situations, we're going to see a lot of forage probes that are going to be anywhere from 3/8 to maybe a half inch of inside diameter or core diameter. That's a good size of a forage probe that you want to make sure that you're using. If you use a forage probe or a core that's going to be a lot smaller than that or has a smaller diameter, we may not be able to get a good accurate leaf-to-stem ratio. And conversely, if you're using a forage probe or a bore that's got a much larger diameter, more than a half an inch, particularly if it's closer to an inch or bigger than that, number one, it's going to be a lot more challenging to get that probe into that bale. But then also at the same time, too, it's going to take a lot more sample than what might be necessary. So those are some key things that folks want to make sure that they're thinking about. Use a forage probe that can core in or probe in at least 12 inches, preferably closer to 15 to 18 inches, to allow you to be able to take a good, reflective, accurate sample and make sure that you're using a good device that allow you to be able to do that.
Getting a representative sample of the forage is key to it being more accurate.
A good rule of thumb is about 20% of the total lot size, but again, there are some guidelines available on some of our extension publications that can help you determine the number that you might need to take, because that might be significantly less than that. For some forages like prairie hay, where we don't see as much variation in crude protein content, the number of bales that we would need to sample in order to be 95% confident that our sample is going to be within a certain range might be significantly less than that. And so that can help avoid oversampling. If we can avoid sending in more samples than what's necessary, that can help reduce our costs, but also help cut down on the time needed to take samples as well, too.
That was K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner with why producers should sample their forages and the equipment that should be used. For more information, contact your local Extension office or go to www.ksubeef.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Vegetable gardeners know success is all in the genes and not the blue denim kind. Details are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 22nd, the 234th day of the year. Actress Kristen Wiig has a birthday, and writer Ray Bradbury was born on this day in 1920. Are you saving seeds from your garden to use next year? Here's something to keep in mind. Seeds from heirloom varieties can be often used with success, but breeding from modern hybrid cultivars can have unpredictable results. That's because their genes have been recombined for various characteristics like flavor, color, or disease resistance. Seedlings from these hybrids usually turn out quite different from the parent. There's no harm in trying, of course, but if you wind up with a great tomato, enjoy it while you can. You'll never be able to duplicate it. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY, 77 with sunshine, and those humidity levels just won't give up. Triple-digit highs again today with heat indices even higher.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas City Chiefs continue to finalize their official roster going into game number one of the regular NFL season after game number two of the preseason, where they dominated the Arizona Cardinals on Saturday with a 38-10 victory.
And the team is out about 3 minutes to go. Here's Prince, and he's in for the KC touchdown.
That audio from the NFL Network as the Kansas City Chiefs went in with many of their starters for the season playing the first portion of the game, with many experts saying that there's roughly four roster spots right now that are up for grabs with the final game before the official start to the season. It is one more Saturday game for the Chiefs as they are back at home at Arrowhead Stadium to take on the Cleveland Browns coming up this Saturday, August 26th, with kickoff at noon before starting game number one of the regular season on September 7th, again at home at Arrowhead Stadium against the Detroit Lions. Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
It starts with you. You reach out to Cake News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Cake News, always on your side.
The three-time Grammy Award-winning artist known as Nelly has announced that they will be performing at the halftime show of the 2023 Big 12 football championship game. Cake News reports the announcement came from the Big 12 conference last week, as Nelly will be joining marching bands of both participating teams, along with additional entertainment, as according to the conference officials, the 2023 Big 12 championship game will be played on Saturday, December 2nd at AT&T Stadium with
KNDY.
Say it's cold back there in Denver. A foot of new snow on the ground. You're all bundled up in blankets. I'd give anything to be there with you. that I can think of. Every minute we're apart. Darling, I've been living for the moment that we touch, so I can cover you in kisses and wrap you in my love. Baby, keep that fire burning. Pour a glass of that sweet wine. Let your hair down on your shoulders, and I'll be there just in time to cover you in kisses, hold you in my arms. That's all that I can think of. Every minute we're apart. You in my love.